rain, go away, come again another day. Well, we've always got sunshine in our hearts here at the Davybet Welsh Premier League podcast. A couple of games got called off because of bad weather, but he's always the man that's permanently smiling, Jonah Jones. Jonah, welcome to the podcast. Always a smile on your heart, eh?
Yeah, you have to keep smiling, mate.
Well, I think you do if you're a manager of one of these sides, because even the games we had, again, we're seeing strange results. Let's start with the game that we want to talk about, really. Bangor against Airbus. Now, again, I'm sure me and you sat around the table the other week and thought Airbus would win that. And lo and behold, what have Bangor gone and done?
Well, for me, this just sums up this league this year. We talked about inconsistency. We watched Bangor per, you know, a below par performance last Saturday against Port Talbot, which caught Port Talbot. They eased to a 2-0 victory against Bangor. Airbus, superb in defeat in second place, Ballor the week before. So all the smart money is on Airbus to go to Bangor and create more misery. And what do the citizens do? They turn around, put on an emphatic 3-0 home victory. It just sums this league up. A brilliant, brilliant win for Bangor City. You know, they climb from 10th to 7th place. And it just sums the league up. Inconsistency is the word of this season.
Well, I get your thoughts on where they're going now. But first, let's get the thoughts of Neville Powell, who spoke to us after that game.
Well, it was difficult conditions for both sides. You know, I think both sets of players deserve a lot of credit to try and play in them, the swirling wind, you know, and as you say, I just thought we wanted it a bit more and we got the goals at the right time, you know, the penalty, and it was difficult to defend that first half, but it showed a lot of character to the players because Airbus are the top side and, you know, we had to do our jobs, and it was nice to bounce back after last week, and we looked solid at the back, and as you say, Connor's kept us in it when he needed to, and the rest of them have put a great shift in and thoroughly deserved the 3 points.
Yeah, 1-0 ahead with the penalty, and then obviously crucial save there by Connor Roberts on the stroke of half time to save the Airbus penalty,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit harsh, their penalty. You know, probably justice was done with Connor saving it. You know, and we went at half time 1-0 up against the wind, so it was important second half we come out and try to get it down and pass through the middle. You know, under the conditions it was really hard, but you know, we said get the ball in the box when we could, and Sean's whipped a great free kick, and almost impossible to defend against them. And you know, probably then Damon Allen, the man of the match, gets his goal that he deserved, because as you say, the midfield three of Ryan Edwards, Damon Allen and Ashley Young, I think we won it in there. I think the game was won in there, and the three of them were outstanding, but that's not taken away from the other eight that were equally as good.
Yeah, 3 wins now from the last 4 games, so that moves us up to 7th in the table. I think we're a goal behind Connor's Quay on goal difference. Crucial game next weekend at Carmarthen.
Yeah, they're all
also in that pack.
Yeah, they're all the crucial games now. We said before the game, 8 cup finals, and this was the first one. And you know, every game from now to the split's going to be massive because the league's never been so tight. So we're under no illusions. We've got to, you know, we've got to keep working hard. You know, we'll be without Damon Allen next week with the silly suspension he's got for, you know, from the Haverford West game, and we'll have to go down there and try and grind the result. But you know, the spirit and the commitment the lads are showing, there's no reason why we can't go down there and get the points.
Yeah, and you're obviously happy that, you know, we're actually finding some consistency at the moment now with those 3 wins.
Well, it's, you know, the league, it's crazy, isn't it? Everyone's the same, everyone's beating each other and dropping points, and that's how competitive it is. You know, as you say, we've took 9 out of the last 12, and that's a good little run of form. And you know, if that goal would have counted first 8 minutes of last week that was chalked off, it would have been a total different game, and I'm sure we would have been saying we got more than 9 points on the board out of 12 today. But it was important we put that behind us and started again today, and another pleasing clean sheet, you know, against a team like Airbus was extra special.
They've got a win, Bangor, now. Are they settled? Can they make a run for the top six, or are we just all giving up on any hope of being able to predict this league?
Everybody is still, like you said, it's just a prediction. We're only making predictions, and sometimes predictions can be wrong. But there's still anybody, I think, I'd count the New Saints and Ballor out of it. I think they'll be certain. These are, sorry for putting pressure on them two teams, but I'm sure it's a nice pressure. But anybody else is just not guaranteed of being in the bottom and the top six. And this will make the next 6 games absolutely vital to every club. They're still in with a chance. Absolutely still in with a chance, everybody, of making the top six. I speak to a few of the managers during the week, and they've all said, right, that out of their last 8 games, 4 wins should get them into the top six. And that's down to as low as 10th place.
Well, we spoke about Bala. Their game, of course, against Carmarthen was called off because of a waterlogged pitch. But I have to sort of disagree with you, to be honest with you. Bala lost the other day, didn't they? This is not a dead set league in any way.
No, I know you're saying it's not dead set, but they're second at the moment with 26 points, right? The usual get into the top six is 30 points. 29's been in a few times. So I see Bala as being in the top six, unless things went, you know, miraculously wrong for everybody at Maes Tegid. But I think Bala will be in the top six from MBI landed, no down, even let MBI landed, no. Absolutely magic season so far. 7 wins, 3 draws, 5 defeats out of 15 games, 25 goals for, 18 against. You know, you think that would be enough, almost guaranteed, but nobody's guaranteed from Bala down, definitely. It's they're still all in the mix. The fixtures are important. You can study the fixtures and say, you know, A is going to beat B, B is going to beat C, but just go back to last Sunday's game. Airbus on a high, travelling to Bangor, who were on a low from the week before. I don't know what price you would have got for Bangor 3, Airbus 0, but for me, that is the turnaround result between 7 days of the season.
Now, one other interesting game. Haverford West normally sort of hold their own at home, but of course they didn't this weekend. They lost to Connors Quay. Let's hear from the stand-in manager, well, the man who's standing in on the touchlines at least, while Wayne's serving his ban, Mickey Ellis, after that result at Connors Quay.
Basically, it was a game played in sort of typical conditions. I know it's the same for both sides, but I think Connors Quay, the physicalities of Connors Quay's side, really, we couldn't match them today. And I think that overall won them the game today. Basically, with the first ball we sort of competed for, but it was a second ball which is vitally important to sort of clear, and we didn't do that. And then I think we were punished for not being strong in those situations. Yeah. And that's where I think Connors Quay's strength won it for them today.
They're a very big side, it's fair to say. Disappointing aspect of our recent games, we haven't scored a goal now, I think, in our last 4 Welsh Premier League games.
That's right. We are aware of it. We are doing things in training to correct it and put that right. But it's taken that sort of training ground sort of experience onto the field of play. Obviously, you know, we'll be working on it again this Tuesday and doing our best to put a goal in, obviously, in the opposition net. And hopefully with an away game next week against Llandudno, when I think there's less pressure than the home team to win these games, I think we can, once we start scoring, I think the positives will come out and it'll sort of go through the whole side.
Now, Jonah, I don't know, let's start with Haverford West. Bottom of the league at the moment. It is a close league, 2 wins and they're out of it. But are we looking at a team that will now be in the relegation zone?
It's getting tight, you know, to say the least. And that's not sitting on the fence. But I think if at the beginning of the season, you'd have said to everybody, maybe Wayne included, right? I know Wayne and I know a lot of the players at Haverford West. When you get a change in them, when you are down the bottom, okay, you know, the pressure's on, but they're still in the mix. You know, like you said, 2 wins would take them to in the top 6. So they won't be talking about relegation in their change room, mate. They'll be talking about still getting as high as they can. Just get 1 win. They've got to start scoring goals again, Haverford West County. Somebody has to take the bull by the horns now and get a goal or two. But they're still involved. You look at, I've got the league table right in front of me now, and 2 wins would take them into the top 6. So why should they be talking about relegation?
They've got Wayne not on the sidelines at the moment. He's still serving his touchline banners. Do you think that's affected them not having the manager there?
And no disrespect to anybody else, you know, because Mickey's been there a long time. He's a great coach, Mickey Ellis. But yeah, I think so. I think the manager's definitely part of the team, and I think he's been missed.
And then let's move on to the other team, and that Connors Quay Nomads. Again, somebody who's picked up form, and the changes in management there have helped that. We're surely looking at them being top 6 now, are we?
Are we surely looking at them being top 6? They've done well. 2 wins out of 2 is a great turnaround. Absolutely, you know, 6 points out of 6 is what they needed at this stage of the season. But let's talk about them again in the next 2 weeks. You know, if they can secure 2 more wins, they may have played their way almost into that top 6. But nobody, I think, since the beginning of the season has gone on a 4-match winning run. Maybe TNS. And you'll have to prove me wrong if anybody else does. I'm sure you will. But a 4-game winning run is the type of thing now in this league which will elevate you into the top 6. At the moment, they're just on the borderline and there's still a lot more work to do.
And looking at the other game that did go ahead this Saturday, Newtown against Llandudno. And again, you know, you would have fancied Newtown for a home win there possibly, and Llandudno have gone and beat them all ends up.
Well, Alan Morgan, I think you put the Jonah on me, I think, at the start of the season when you told me that Llandudno would finish in the top three. I didn't believe you. But if that happens, mate, I'd have to buy Morgs and yourself a pint. If Llandudno were to finish in the top three, he would be odds on for manager of the year.
It's a pretty impressive performance, and it doesn't seem to be any end to it. Now, tell me what it's like at a wet Aberystwyth town when you get told, sorry, no football today, take your cameras away.
Oh, mate, what a wonderful place to go. The welcome we had when we got there was absolutely fantastic. So, less said the better.
I mean, it must be heartbreaking. You've geared yourself up for a game. They've geared themselves up for a game. The TV crew's geared itself up for a game, and there's no game.
Well, Mark, I said the same thing on Scotty O Saturday evening when we did some interviews on the programme. We're in Great Britain, mate. We're in Wales. We got good football teams. We got good leagues. You just cannot control the weather. It'll happen this year. It'll happen next year. Even, you know, some 3G games can get called off because of water settling on the 3G, believe it or not. I know it have happened. So you can't control the weather, mate. I think they have games called off in the English Premier League. So there's going to be games called off in the Welsh Premier League. You can't blame anybody. You just got to get on with the next game.
Yeah, onwards and upwards, and it's a packed session of games next week. Let's talk about Aberystwyth. They didn't play. They're going to Airbus. Airbus at home. Who do you think is going to come out on top of this one?
Well, I'm sure, you know, Airbus will be smarting after the way they got beat at Bangor last week. Aberystwyth now, they were inactive. Will that suit them or won't it suit them? You just have to say the favouritism, as I'm sure you'll tell us the prices, but Airbus, I think, will be favourite for this one. And it's a tough game for Aberystwyth now at this stage of the season.
The prices are from Davabet, 8-11 for the home Airbus win, 11-4 for the draw, and 16-5 for Aberystwyth Town to get the victory. Four games on Saturday. We'll start with Carmarthen against Bangor. And I suspect Bangor's little performance on Sunday has boosted their price a bit, Jonah.
You know, they're coming down in great form after that win. I said that was the turnaround result of the season, definitely last week, their 3-0 victory over Airbus. Carmarthen, they suffered away at Gapconnor's Quay. They had a 4-0 reverse. So, yet again, you know, I think this one, Hazelwood will think he can win. I think this one, Neville Powell will think he can win. So, it really is, it sums up this league so far. You know, if you were a betting man, it's just whatever the bookie's saying at the moment, the bookies are winning, so I'd leave them alone.
They always do. Now, the two sides that came up last season, they face each other, MBI Llandudno against Haverford West County, and the bookies fancy that this is going to be a pretty one-sided affair. They've got MBI, I've never seen odds like this. MBI Llandudno, 6-10 on to win this game. It's 3-1 for the draw and 15-4 for the away. What have Haverford West got to do here to cause a big upset?
Well, they need to start scoring goals. Simply, they need to start scoring goals. And I'm sure, I think you'll quite look forward to this, Haverford West, because it is one of the new teams. Llandudno will be playing without any pressure. And I think he might look at this, Wayne Jones, and say, well, let's go up ourselves and not play without any pressure. It's one where people expect us to lose because of the way Llandudno have, you know, elevated up to league to third place. So let's go and play. The first game of the season, it was Haverford West 2, MBI Llandudno 0, don't forget. So, you know, that was only, you know, 3.5 months ago. So, you know, I'm sure the Haverford West boys might fancy this fifth, well, not the Haverford West boys, but the Haverford West fans who are allowed to get involved on the betting side of the game. And they might fancy that at 3.5-1.
Rill still need to notch up a few points. They're at home this weekend against Newtown. Davabet saying it's 17-10 for the Rill win, 11-8 for the Newtown win, 12-5 for the draw. It sort of screams a bit of a draw to me, Jonah.
Well, you tell the Rill changing room after securing a point right at Park Hall last Friday evening. Absolute brilliant, brilliant turnaround by the Lily Whites there. TNS 2-1 up through Michael Wilde and Steve Evans. A mention again for the giant at the back for TNS. I said last week on the podcast, he's back in the league. And if there's any better ahead of a ball in the league than him, you know, show me who he is. And he's on the goal sheet again. So, but Rill, what a turnaround. Brilliant. 2-0 down. Two goals, John Owens double in the 63rd and 90th minute. I bet their changing room were absolutely cock a hoop on in the 90th minute when they come in, and that could kickstart their charge back up the table.
Now, Bala will be glad to get back into action after the game was postponed. They play Gap Connors Quay. They travel over to Connors Quay for that. 9-5 for the home win, say Davosbet, but 5-4 for a Bala win and 5-2 for the draw. What say you on that game, Jonah?
It's a big test now. As the management team of Jay Caton and Andy Morrison, I see they've added Kevin McIntyre as well. The Nomads said Kevin McIntyre now will be a player coach. So management team there is taking shape. So, you know, I'm sure they'll look forward to this battle against second place Bala. If they can turn around, you know, their form, they would definitely be looking to secure themselves a top six place. Bala, I think they'll still be smarting over their defeat last weekend. So their defeat against Airbus. So they'll be looking to get back on the road and secure their own place at the top.
And then
the top six.
And then one more game to talk about. It's a Sunday game, actually, and Portalbert Town didn't play in front of the Scoria Cambers this weekend because of that bad weather. The New Saints played against Rhyl, like you said, probably wished they'd got their game called off because it was a draw. Portalbert are 17-2 for the win. New Saints 1-4 for the win. 9-2 for the draw. You know, Portalbert had a good win the other week. Alan Tate shored them up in defence. It's not a great time for the New Saints to be popping down to South Wales, is it?
Not a great time, but with their class of their squad, they still should be strong favourites. But TNS used to label this as their unlucky ground because they didn't have a great, but the last couple of years they've turned it around a bit. But 17-2, don't look a bad home one there. And I'm sure if Martin Rose is on form as he was in the last televised game, they'll fancy their chances of nicking at least a point there, Port Talbot. What have you got to lose when you're playing the champions at home? You know, you definitely have to go. I know I speak to Andy Dyer quite a lot, and he's just looking at it as if we get anything from it, it'll be a bonus. So let's go and have a go.
You mentioned there that Portalbert's record against TNS is very favourable.
It has been at the Gencrib Stadium. That may be not the last two or three years, but before that, there was a spate of about a six-year period where they had a real good time at home against TNS. So I'm sure the Portalbert fans are looking forward to it. It's a Sunday kickoff. I'm sure the fans at the Gencrib will be looking forward to the champions coming down. And let's hope they get 300 or 400. They were in great voice at the last televised game when they defeated Bangor. You know, that added to the programme, that added to everything. And I'm sure the Gencrib lads will be looking forward to the New Saints travelling down there on Sunday afternoon.
Well, Jonah, the Scoria game is Gap Connors Quay against Bala, so that's where you'll be doing the English language commentary, correct?
That's right. That's where we'll be on Saturday afternoon.
And I will see you next week. Simple as that. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Mark.